Do you want a Facebook dislike button? I'm guessing that by asking this question of the YouTube audience, the answer is going to be a resounding yes, 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 yes. I guarantee people want a dislike button. I mean, there's some updates that people post to Facebook that are probably to be disliked, but you can't really press dislike, right? Because there's no dislike button. Facebook won't even allow dislike, which is crazy. Why? How can they not dislike something? Of course, if you were to ask me, do I want a dislike button on YouTube, I'd say no, because people are so quick to press dislike, and like, that doesn't tell me anything. Like, yes, if you like something. If you don't like something, just don't do anything at all. Would I go for a Facebook dislike button? There are times that I'd want to dislike comments, not so much posts. I mean, if I see something that I don't like, I may make a comment about it, but I would never really dislike it. I would like something if I really like something. But a Facebook dislike button. I say, yeah, I think we need some ability to dislike things on Facebook. I'm going to say it. I think Facebook needs to dislike. I think it should be a dislike specifically on comments, though, not necessarily on the original post. Just going to qualify it. Again, someone throws something out there, you can comment, and you can agree, and then people can agree or disagree with you. But disagreeing on a topic, it's just like on YouTube. When you say you dislike something, what do you dislike? Do you dislike the person outright? Do you dislike their voice? Do you dislike the fact that they're not I, Justine? Do you dislike that, you know, their hair's not blonde? Do you dislike this? It's so unwieldy on YouTube. There's nothing really, it's difficult. I can, done tests. People on YouTube, they'll look at the question and they'll like or dislike the video based on their answer to the question. If they agree with it, they'll like it. If they disagree, they'll dislike it. I'm like, well, I didn't ask. It's not an agree or disagree button. It doesn't say agree or disagree. It says like or dislike. There's a difference. And if you really want me to do a video on the differences between like and dislike and agree or disagree, I will. But I don't think I need to do that because everyone's intelligent enough or should be intelligent enough to know the differences between the two. When you dislike something, in many cases, you're saying that you dislike the what's happening. Like my mom, let's say my parents were in a car accident a few years ago. That's something to dislike. Who would like that? Nobody. That is a prudent case where you'd want to dislike something. If you were watching a video of someone that was being, you know, beaten up, that's something to dislike. You know, there are certain instances where dislike works, but by and large, you know, you shouldn't use the dislike button when you disagree. That's not how you disagree with somebody. You don't disagree with someone by disliking. Because again, you don't like a car accident, right? You dislike it. That's not agreeing with a car accident. You have to learn how to use these tools effectively. I'm trying to teach you, and hopefully you get the point. But do you want Facebook to have a dislike button? Should there be one? Well, you've got my answer. I say it's conditional. What's yours? We'll see you later.